Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with the Beach & Company. Do you want the Skyway to be taken down? Do you want it to be kept up and maintained as is? Or do you want it repurposed? As the governor suggested, it may be something like the High Line that they have in New York, but the High Line is not that high. The Skyway is a lot higher, and there's a fierce wind there many, many times, in which many times you're in your car, you're afraid of the whole thing blowing over the side. The thought that the governor had of bicyclists and picnics, and that's fantasy land as far as I'm concerned. Let's go to Mary from Lancaster. When last we heard Mary, we left her speechless. Hello, Mary. You're on WBEN.
Oh, hello, Sandy. I got my voice back.
Oh, that's good. What do you think about this? What should we do with the Skyway?
I lost my train of thought, and I found it today.
Oh, good.
Actually, I told your screener, I could just barely hear the audio, you know, what I know what you're talking about today. And I told your screener, my father-in-law used to say, you know, these people, they talk a lot and do nothing. And the fact is, one of your callers brought it out, they propose all these things and they, you know, make all these plans and they all pie-in-the-sky things, but nobody, before they present these things, they don't say, we want to do this because of this, and we're going to do this, and we can do this because of this. But they have no plans. They just throw it out there, and then it's like, you know, after the fact, they got to figure out, oh, what are we going to do now? Pass a law, and then how to figure out how you're going to enforce it. Propose a design propose a project, and then figure out how you're going to do it, how you're going to pay for it.
You know what it reminds me? It reminds me of a beautiful day, and somebody's got a swimming pool, and this is the first day they can use it, and they say, that's great, and they run out of their back door, they take their robe off, they dive into the pool. Only then do they look down to see if there's any water in it.
Right.
You got to look ahead on these things and say, okay, here's what we can do to replace it, and here's what we have to do in order to make that plan work. But they haven't done that.
You know, the Skyway or something. That Higgins is the primary thing. He's the one that should. He always brings these things up. But when he does, he should preface his remarks by saying, you know, I've been studying this Skyway for years. I've been backing all these things, and people have come to me with this, this, and this idea, and I want to bring it to the people. But no, he just comes out there and says, save this, save it, and then get rid of it. And then Cuomo comes along and says, no, let's keep it. All of a sudden, boom, he jumps.
Yeah, he says, well, it's good to have alternatives.
It's just ridiculous.
It was funny to watch him fold. It really was. He folded like a cheap suit. Does a cheap suit fold? I assume it does. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. And you didn't even run out of breath this time.
Oh, yeah.
How good is that? Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, he just gave it up. He gave it up. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Mike in Lancaster. Mike, you're on WBEN.
How you doing? Listen, I'm not on the camp of believing that that land's going to be worth anything, because with global warming and the oceans rising, so will those Mississippi rivers and the St. Lawrence and the lakes as well, and we're going to need that high bridge to get out of town.
Well, you never know with the environmentalists. They might stand there with their arms crossed saying, don't do it. Do we have any suggestions as to what to do if we tear it down?
Well, look, to be honest with you, I thought that tunnel covering myself also was probably the best thing. If it has to stay, make it safe.
Yeah, that would probably be the cheapest. It'd be cheaper than drilling a new tunnel under. It would be cheaper to just make the Skyway into a tunnel, something that looks very futuristic and something that would keep the sun out so it doesn't get too hot and wouldn't have to close it during bad weather. I think we're on the same page with that one. Thank you very much. It closes now when we have high wind warnings sometimes, usually during a blizzard type of a storm, they close it. And they've done it in incremental ways. They used to just put a cruiser at each end of the skyway, so you can't get in, you can't get on it. So if you can't get on it, you can't get off it, right? And then they went to gates. They have gates now. And the next step, I think, would be make it into a tunnel. I think you suggested that. Did you suggest that?
No, Carlos suggested it, but I said look like the banks.
Enclosing it. Yeah, like a tube. Make it look like a tube.
Yeah, my suggestion was fencing so that the bicycles could go across.
And that way, think about it like this. Putting up the fence so the people that use it don't get blown over. I mean, think of the concept of that. I think that might be maybe a legal problem. Because you would be admitting it by fencing it in that there was a danger when it wasn't fenced in with people being up there. So maybe fencing it in isn't enough. I am thinking making it into a tube makes a lot of sense to me.
That's one of my, other than the outside of the tunnel, I think that's my favorite idea.
And maybe like, you know, some cars now have an artificial sound for the exhaust note. The exhaust note is not strong enough on its own, so they enhance it by running it through the audio system. I bet a lot of people don't know that. Your car or may have one of those, all right? But the bottom line is, if you want to make it into a tunnel, I think we should have an artificial whoosh every time one goes
every
through.
Every time you enter.
Yeah. Just make it so you think you're traveling in time and space with the Jetsons. What do you think?
Do the kids get a lollipop like you do at the bank?
Yes, here's a dollar, and I'm getting in the thing now. Whoosh. Hey, it's Lackawanna. What, it'd be like an amusement ride.
That would be neat.
That would be cool. Here's some text here. Cleveland, Detroit, and most lake cities have multiple first-class hotels. What a view. And it would be a view if we took it down and had an alternative to it. That would be very valuable land. It'd be a fabulous view. It'd be one of the best views we have in Western New York. And if you watch any of the shows on real estate prices, Flipping Vegas, Flipping This, Flipping That, Caribbean, the view is what you really pay for, no matter where you are. And what a view. Probably the best view in Buffalo would be right there.
Remember when you, Tim Wenger, and myself were called to City Hall to meet with then-Mayor Masiello?
Mayor Masiello, that's right.
And I remember we were sitting in his office, which, by the way, is pretty cool, and telling him, you know, the waterfront. You have to develop the waterfront, especially with housing and things like that, for tax purposes. And, we gave him several ideas, and I know back then he liked the idea, and it seems like they've really gone forward with
the money ideas. Anything with a view of the water, anything near the water, you pay through the nose for. And that's true, whether it's a hotel, whether it's a house, a condo, whatever.
We're currently seeing a lot of things being built along, if you go on River Road through North Tonawanda, North Tonawanda, Wheatfield, you'll see, you know, houses have been going up. They just completed a new apartment thing. They're talking about more add-ons, like a big restaurant.
If you leave your hose on accidentally overnight, there'll be a condo built right around it.
Cool.
Within the end of the week. We'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, we're getting right down to the nubs on this trip with Dan Neverth and I on the Viking Jupiter, which was just christened in February. They put it in the water in February, so it's just a few months old. And it's October 6th through October 20th. And it goes basically, it's called the Trade Routes of the Middle Ages. And it goes everywhere. From Bergen, which is in Norway, that's where we start, to Amsterdam, to Bruges, to Paris, to Portsmouth, to Falmouth, to Porto, to Granada, to Cartagena, and Barcelona. So it's a great trip. It really is. We fly out of here to Bergen, which is in Norway, and then to the Netherlands, then to Belgium, France, two stops in England, Portugal, and three stops in Spain. It's 15 days. It's seven countries, and it's magnificent. There's one complimentary shore excursion in every port of call. It's a 15-day cruise, seven countries, 10 ports. All onboard meals, including regional specialties. beer, wine, soft drinks, onboard lunch and dinner, free Wi-Fi. And it's just a great trip because it's Viking, and we're seeing a great part of the world. So if you'd like to go, some of the available excursions on this trip will be in France, certainly, would be Normandy. I see it's announced today the president soon will be going to Normandy. It's very, very moving experience. Monet's Gardens, the Louvre, the Eiffel Tower in Portsmouth, Stonehenge in London, Picasso Museum in Granada. So there's a lot of things going on. We only got three cabins left. That's it. Three cabins, and it is totally sold out. We've sold out. This is a trip number 10. We've sold out the first nine, and we're three cabins away from selling out number 10. So if you would like to go, here's the number to call. And somebody left on my desk a note saying, could you please announce the number again for the trip? It's AAA. It's 1-844-688-7477. That's 844-688-7477. And we hope you'll be joining us.
And you'll get to see a lot of tunnels, I guess, once you go to Norway. Motorcycle Mary was telling me
some of the tunnels in Norway are spectacular.
Yeah, I think she said one was 15 miles long or something like that.
Wow. So we're covering some ground on this trip that we haven't seen so far. So this is great. And everybody loves Viking. They really do. And by the way, we got that second woman, and she has agreed to travel with the other woman so that they have one cabin, which is what they're designed for, two people. And when it's one person only, the rate's a little higher. So when you have two, then it goes back to the regular rate and everybody's happy. Let's go to Dave on a cell phone. Dave, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. Long time ago, when some genius came up with the idea of covering the 198 or the 33, I thought about covering that.
It was a city councilman. He wanted to make the 33 into, I think it was Antoine Thompson. He wanted to make the 33 into a tunnel and then have green space over the top so it would connect the neighborhoods again.
Right. So here's a little thought. Maybe if we covered that skyway, we could put solar panels over the top of it, and we could generate electricity since it's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, God's country, and it's got sunlight all the time there.
And not a bad idea, especially if we make it into kind of like a tube type of thing. Yeah, good idea.
We wouldn't have to pay no shipping because we got Tesla right down the street.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Tesla to do something for us.
Yeah, and on the inside, we can make it like a giant billboard, like we could sell backer boards like they do in hockey for advertisements.
Well, you've got some ideas. I wish that the people that make the decisions are listening to see that the people here want something done. It's just a matter of what. Thank you for your ideas. Let's see, Mr. Beamer, what do you have in Facebook?
Oh, I have a lot on Facebook. We reposted it at 11 o'clock, and let me tell you, Sandy, it blew up at 11. It seems like lately phones and Facebook getting very popular at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, it depends on the subject we're doing. Sometimes people want to be talking on the air. Sometimes they just want to text something. Sometimes it's Facebook. So what do you got?
All right, we'll start with Rick, who says it cannot be closed to cars, until there is a solution for traffic. Pouring all that traffic onto Ohio Street would ruin that area.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you could do that. I don't think anybody's talking about that. Can you imagine all that traffic on Ohio Street? No, I don't think so. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why did I ever leave Ohio? Thank you, Doris Day. What else do you have?
John says they should wait and see if a new stadium is going to be built downtown and then reconfigure accordingly. There's no point in doing something now that might have to be changed in a year or so later.
That's a thought. You know, I'm not that familiar with the exact footprint. I mean, I've been down there. I've parked down there and stuff. But if there's any adjoining footprints that would be suitable for a stadium, that might be a possibility. You don't know. You don't know what has to be there and what would be valuable to sell to somebody to put something we want there.
Yeah, because you got to think of traffic volume. If a stadium anywhere downtown, You have to consider
that. A stadium downtown, traffic is one of the big challenges. Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Anything with a stadium downtown is going to take widening roads, adding roads to the north and south towns. So that's actually a thought that didn't cross my mind. Maybe we should see, is a stadium going to end up downtown? That would probably change what, if anything, is done with the Skyway.
Yeah, it could be. Because, well, that would open up some other things. But I think that project could take longer than even a stadium, to be honest with you.
Don't worry. By the time they agree to a plan, it'll be so old. We'll have flying cars by then.
The Pegula's grandchildren will be owning the Bills.
Right.
Yeah. You see that? That'll be cool. All right, let's see. Give me another one, please, before the break.
Michael says part of the reason it was built was to allow easy access to the waterfront. Then the NFTA completely neglected the waterfront for over 50 years, and the area beneath the Skyway became a wasteland. There is so much property below, it could be made beautiful and useful, and once again, become easy access to a now wonderful waterfront. I say leave it be as and rebuild now, fix and use the area under it.
Now, and if you watch any of the shows on real estate or whatever, water is the key. Access to water is the key. The view is absolutely what you're paying for. People oftentimes pay very extravagant amounts for housing near water or with a water view. Certainly a high-rise class hotel would be a very valuable thing on the city tax roll. And when we have people coming in here for meetings and things like that. So we have this valuable thing called water. It's there. It's all around us. It's all the way down there. But we don't seem to be taking advantage of it. I always wondered, as you go down Route 5, after Bethlehem Steel went kaput, why that wasn't converted faster than it was and why it wasn't maximized as far as the value is concerned. Here's a couple of texts. Don't give them too many ideas or they'll put a toll on it. Signed, Mary Ann. That's right. Here's one. Hotels, no. It will limit public access. Well, you can certainly have both. I think you can have both, public access and hotels. I don't think they're one. If you have one, you can't have the other. Make a river walk like San Antonio. I'd have to think of how it's laid out. River walks are very popular. And so are skywalks, by the way, in Minneapolis, where you go from one building to another building to another building, where you can connect a lot of downtown without going outside. When I went to the Super Bowl there when the Bills were playing, I walked a lot of those skywalks, and they were very interesting. I saw Luke there. Luke Skywalker.
Oh, help me.
Thank you. Give me a break, will you? It's time for news. We'll be back after that. Hang in there.
The Hall of Fame called. They want their award back.
They're taking my plaque down. And here is a straight-up deal from Straight Up Wines and Liquors. Get $20 for just $10. That's right, $20 worth of merchandise for $10. That's a 50% savings at Straight Up Wines and Liquors. It's the deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at mybuffaloperks.com. Great place to go for a little libation.
Told them, I says, that's where I'm going to move in if Samantha doesn't start calming down at home.
Yeah, you got to calm down. She's keeping you up, too. She didn't want to go to bed, right?
No, last night she finally did. She went to sleep nice and early, and it was a nice, relaxing night for Jeannie and myself.
You and Beamer seem to have the same problem. So it is Beach & Company, and I'm Sandy Beach, and we're talking about, the joke is filtering now through the thing. Thank you very much. You got to, when you do jokes like that, you got to do them at speed. You can't slow down.
No.
And then, you know, it's like a hit and run joke.
Right.
You hit and then you run.
You run fast.
You go as fast as you can. Let's go to Tom in Blaisdell. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Tom.
I was in New York City in 1987. And I was fortunate enough to get hired by New York State. I was given three opportunities, one to go to Westchester County, one to stay in New York, and one to go to Buffalo. Sight unseen, I went to Buffalo, never here in my life, and I came here to look for a place to live, check out where the office was, and knowing New York City traffic and that, I said, I want to get to some place where there's a very easy way to get into downtown, and, you know, moves well, and things like that. And it turned out the Skyway was the answer to that.
Wow, so it lured you to Buffalo.
Oh, yes. That is a truly spectacular part of this area. There's so many cars that travel that Skyway to get from the South Downs into downtown Buffalo. Don't ever overlook the purpose of that thing. And when you're thinking of turning it into a garden patch or a dog walk area or something like that, no. You've got to make sure there's a place for that traffic, because that is an excellent draw to this area.
Yeah, nobody has talked at all about what the alternative would be if we tore it down. Higgins was the one pushing for this, and now a simple suggestion by the governor that this might be like the High Line. We might be able to use it for that. And then Higgins, when told of that, just said, well, we need more. Suggestions. So he didn't hold his ground at all. I don't know if they have a plan. If they do, we haven't heard much about it.
Well, those plans sound like excuses, a High Line or this or that, or
yep,
turn it into that. No, it was there to transport a lot of traffic, and it's doing its job admirably well in a difficult spot with some difficult weather conditions, but it works, and it works well. And I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Well said there, Tom. Thank you very much. Very well said. Let's see. Here's one. I'm not an aeronautic engineer, so I don't know if this is true or not. This is how it's posted. You couldn't enclose the sky. Oops, there it goes. You couldn't enclose the Skyway because the wind shear on any surface that large would tear it up. You think that's true? I'm not really sure. If that would be a high enough velocity that you couldn't do it, I'm thinking there has to be, if you knew that that was your main obstacle, that you'd have to be able to prove that it would withstand the winds of that and probably a lot more. But I'm not sure if that's true or not, but it's something for us to think about. Here's another. Light up the Skyway similar to the silo behind it. Oh, I like lights on everything. As I said, the bridges that we've seen on our various trips to Europe, especially in Germany and France that I can recall, spectacular. They're not just a way to get from one point to another point. They are worthy of going there, take pictures of it. They're very, very nice, and maybe we should do a little homework and find out what's available engineering-wise and maybe either come up with an original idea. Or maybe kind of say, well, our idea is similar to yours. Yes, we're going to do it. What do you think, Tony? Are they ever going to do it, or are we going to sit here talking until the next millennium about this?
When Nick, my son Nick, is on the station hosting a show, he'll be talking about it.
You're probably right. Let's go to Bob in Tonawanda. Bob, you're on WBEN.
How you doing, Sandy?
Doing fine, Bob.
Yeah, I like the idea of that tube. You know, because I could almost picture it with, like, LED lights on it.
Yeah, cool. Something cool.
But that I saw a thing on Channel 17 about that High Line and that walking garden.
Yeah.
And if you did that on that Skyway in the wintertime when the wind hit that, there'd be brush and everything blowing off of that thing all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know if Cuomo has ever been on the Skyway in the winter during a windstorm, because I think you'd have to batten down the hatches. But I do believe that if it's aerodynamically possible, that if you could enclose it and make it into a tube, that would solve a lot of problems. It'd be a lot cheaper than digging a tunnel, and you'd have a tunnel that wouldn't have to be closed in wind situations.
And the bottom half of our Skyway, that reinforced white concrete pillars, is, you know, it's architecturally pleasing to look at. That High Line is just, it's being held up by giant rusting beams with big giant rivets in it and everything. It's awful looking, I think.
Well, we'll see what happens. That was a suggestion by the governor. We'll see if he pushes that. Thank you very much. Rusty Beams, remember? He was a disc jockey. We used to work here.
Yes,
he did. Rusty Beams Show.
I used to pull music for him.
He's a human being. Have I been drinking?
I don't know.
I think I've been reading the straight up spots too often.
I think you're drinking the straight up spots.
I think I am. Do you have another Facebook, please?
I do. Nick says, I think we all need to sit back and look at what actual plans will be submitted. Right now, the best use of the Skyway is to keep traffic on it, considering all the money we have already spent over the last 5 years.
Yeah, we have to. One of the shows I was going to do this week, it got kicked to the curb a couple of times, is that there are people here who, you know, they got their taste of it on the Skajakwita. Ooh, a parkway instead of a speedway. Ooh, zig and zag. Ooh, go 2 miles an hour. Ooh, this, ooh, that. Then they said, hey, if it worked there, maybe we can do that on the Kensington. Remember, I think it was Antoine Thompson. I could be wrong, but I think it was Antoine Thompson that wanted to cover the 33.
I think it was him.
Make it into a tunnel so that the neighbors on each side would have green space in the middle and they could suddenly, you know, discover each other like it's impossible to do it now, right? There'd be people, the Great Awakening. As you have a champagne bottle to open the 33. Oh, do you live there? I didn't know that. So he thought of that. And they're talking about rediscovering all these roads that are fine the way they are. And so I think once you get a taste of something like they did with the Skajakwita, people are going to be looking at all kinds of stuff like that. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to line one. This is Sergio. Sergio, you're on WBEN. Hello there, Sergio. Okay, Sergio, I hope your radio is turned down because I'm hearing what I've already said. Are you there, Sergio? I guess not. Here we go. Here's some of the stuff I was talking about because you get the foot in the door and it never ends, especially with environmentalists and conservationists and whatever. Here's this. Just this verbiage ought to tell you. Before the age of highways, celebrated landscape architect Friedrich Law Olmsted designed the city's Delaware and Humboldt Parks linked by a tree-lined boulevard of the Humboldt Parkway. The construction of the Kensington and Skajakwita in the 60s marred this beautiful, masterful plan and separated parks and neighborhoods. Half century later, community leaders reorganized and then recognize that the restoration of Olmsted's original plan will create a stronger Buffalo. So they're looking at the Kensington and the Skajakwita, okay? Here's what they list for the information. Hybrid, depressed, and at-grade state routes. The year built, 1957 was the Kensington, 1962 is the Skajakwita. Stage of removal. Studies are complete, and the community organizations have preferred alternatives to current expressways. Key characteristics. Highways bisect famous Olmsted design parks, which advocates seek to restore. Because of strong community support, NYSDOT is considering alternatives to the expressways in official studies. So there they are, working in the shadows. Working in the shadows behind closed doors. Inclusion of the Kensington and Skajakwita expressways in the freeways without futures confirms that this is the right time to consider alternative designs for these roads, these roadways. We look forward to continuing this conversation with New York State officials. Brian Dole serves as Director of Planning and Advocacy for the Conservancy. Limited access highways or freeways where they're allowing high-speed, free-flowing traffic through our downtowns have been shown to disconnect communities, break up the urban fabric, and diminish the quality of the community. See, all that language means one thing. They would like to turn the entire area into a green space. Now, ideally, if you're just drawing a cartoon, that might look good, but practically it's another story.
It's a great idea. Slow down traffic so we could have a repeat of what we saw, what was it, last week on the 198 where two people got out and decided to have a fist fight in the middle of the road.
Well, you know what's amazing? They don't live in the real world. They really don't. People have to get to work. Goods have to get to where they're going to reach the public. These are all important things to most people. Yes, I like a nice green park. I like a green tree myself. But the practicality of these things sometimes is pretty obtuse. It's not recognizable.
And let me tell you, with the 198, it is still tough because
pain
the way
in the ass is what it is.
It is the way it's built. It looks like it's a road that you're supposed to go 55 on. And when you were going to school on the 198 for 4 years, going 55 miles an hour, it is really tough to go off the 33. And let's be honest, no one's going 55 on the 33. And then all of a sudden have to shoot down the 30 just because of one incident. And yes, it was a tragic incident, but talk about knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, they were waiting. It's like, who was it, Rahm Emanuel, who said, never let a good tragedy go to waste, okay? And so if you're sitting there with a plan, waiting for a reason to execute that plan, and the reason shows up, you take advantage of the moment. And then you start thinking with your heart instead of your mind, and it's a different ball game. I don't know if they just think that cars would just disappear, or would they take, this is a shocking revelation, an ulterior route going through the city and making traffic through the city streets even worse.
I avoid 198 like the plague.
Yeah.
I will not travel on it.
And when you go to get on it, it's like, boom, stop. And then it's almost like a Formula One race when they're coming out of the pits. So you're looking in your mirror, okay, empty. And I always hope I have the beast then. Boom, hit that gas pedal. So you want to be sure that you're safe. And the best way to save is go as fast as you can out of the way.
That'll get somebody's attention, by the way.
We don't obviously recommend that. That's meant to be a joke. But the whole point is people who see green everywhere on everything and don't see the practicality of us having to get from one point to another. If they had their way, we'd all be taking the bus, or we'd all be on a bicycle, and that would be it. Well, that's not the real world. The cars aren't going away anytime soon, whether they're electric, whether they're gasoline-powered, whether they're diesel. They're not going anywhere except taking you to where you have to go, taking the goods and services where they have to go, and getting the job done. But that's just the way they think. Let's see if Sergio is back on the phone. Sergio, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call. As you know, we are pleasantly spending millions of dollars upgrading the Skyway, and it seems to me we're always talking about the shortage of funds to upgrade our infrastructure all over the place, highways and roads. To spend a zillion dollars to knock down that bridge and rebuild a road to substitute for it, to me, is a waste of precious federal funds and state funds. And we should, like you've mentioned before, in Europe and in other places around the planet, they light up their bridges, enhance them, and they're actually an attraction to the communities instead of being a lesser, almost an eyesore, because all we use it, we don't upgrade the looks of it.
Well, that's right. And when you're over there, you're very impressed. And when you leave, you tell everybody what you saw. The ones I saw that I was impressed with were France and Germany. But I'm sure there are others all over Europe.
Yeah, we should have an international competition for a lighting and upgrading system to give somebody an award for suggestions to enhance the Skyway instead of talking about tearing it down and spending all those zillions of dollars.
They haven't done any public information about how we would replace the where the cars are supposed to come into the city. They just have been talking about getting rid of or not getting rid of the Skyway. I wish they had an alternative plan. You got to have a plan before you execute the first half of it. You got to have the whole thing in your hands.
And it'll take years of rerouting people and inconveniencing people that use it every day for work and everything else. There's so many minuses versus even trying to use a couple of pluses ahead of time to enhance it.
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you, Sergio. Thank you very much. All right, that about wraps it up. Have we solved the bridge problem?
No, we have not. And we.
I wanted to send a handwritten note to the governor saying we've taken care of it for you. Here, do we get the $100,000 prize?
Yeah, I think we have. I think they should just tear it down. Now, where's my $100,000?
I want my name on a plaque. I want my name. The Sandy Beach. This was Sandy Beach's idea.
Whatever, I just want the reward.
You just want the money?
You could have your name on the plaque.
We'll split the money.
All right.
I'll put Buzzy's name on instead.
That's right. I like that. The Skyway was here. The Joe Beamer tore it down plan.
That's exactly it. All right, that wraps it up. We'll see you Monday at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.